Love and loyalty. What is loyalty? Loyalty is faithfulness to a contract. A husband and wife should be loyal to the marriage contract. Citizens of the United States should be loyal to the Constitution. We support, we accept, we help, we look to our leadership, and thus we are loyal. Members of the armed forces are loyal to their leader. They've got to take an oath of loyalty. Even the president has got to take an oath of loyalty to the government that he represents. Love and loyalty. The principle that makes ideal relationships, loyalty that supports and maintains those relationships that are voluntarily accepted. Christ pictures in our memory verse the way to heaven as being a narrow way, through a narrow gate. The way to life is not a broad way. It's not a passage that is accepted by many. Few enter it. Christ's command, "Enter ye," sets one purpose. There is a way which leadeth to life. There is one way. Man must walk in it. It is confining. It is a strait jacket, a confining gate. It is a narrow pathway. There is not a majority in it. Few go in. Few find it. The idea behind find is seeking. Only those who believe enter in. Belief and faith are alternative translations for the same Greek term that Christ used. They are a trustful committal, a doing in confidence of what the leader requires of his loyal followers. Part number one, the principle of loyalty. That is, the disciple must be impelled to maintain his discipleship through this principle of loyalty. Christ put it very beautifully, the whole heart, soul, mind, strength. The word holiness is used many times in Scripture. I love Desire of Ages' definition, wholeness for God. Holiness is wholeness for God. It has nothing to do with brilliance, education, experience. Whatever one is, whatever one has, is wholly for God. This is holiness. A whole heart, soul, mind, strength. These functions of man are wholly put on the side of God. And I like that. I like that. That's possible. Doesn't take genius. Doesn't take ability. It doesn't take great accomplishments. Whatever I have, I can give to God wholly. I can say to Him, "Lord, I'm a mess, but I love You for what You are. Take all of me. Whatever I have, I'll give You. I can't sing, but I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I am slow of tongue, but if You say, I will go to Pharaoh. Whatever You ask, that I will do." And you look at the Bible stories of the men who have been invited by God to serve Him. The Lord says, "What you got in your hand?" "Well, 5 round stones. 1 stick. Little things." God can use the wholly dedicated disciples' talents and ability to accomplish great things. He will do for us more than we can ask or think. "I have brought you out. You be my disciple. Don't have any other gods." Now, a god is that which makes a man tick, the dynamic of his activities. If it's making money, morning, noon, and night, he dreams and talks about it and works towards it, that's his God. And it can be any number of things can be God in his life. The Lord says, I have brought you out of slavery. I have freed you. I have emancipated you. Now don't accept any other dynamic in your life. Be loyal to me. Part number two. Wholehearted. Here again is wholeness for God. Allegiance. You can't serve two masters. You've got to accept one. You've got to obey one. You have got to support one. You have to choose either God or Mammon. Now you can worship yourself. You can make self your God. But whenever man turns away from God, dethrones God from his heart and mind and soul and strength, and puts in there another ruler, that ruler manipulates himself. The great commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, soul, mind, strength. Total committal. Holiness. The loyal disciple then gives himself consciously and deliberately, just the way he is, to his leader. To Jesus. Do with me what you want to do with me. You are my master. You can control me, influence me, mold me any way you see fit. Then we are wholeheartedly loyal to him. Part number three. Idols that hinder loyalty. God is the dynamic that makes men tick, that they worship, that they revere, that they obey, around which their lives go. That God can be a fetish, it can be an automobile, it can be the creator of the universe. Man chooses God. That's what Elijah invited them. Choose Baal if you want to. Choose Yahweh if you want to. Choose. Idols, when they are accepted and defined, pull us away from God. Do we acknowledge that God is the supreme God? That's the question I should ask myself. When the rich young ruler came to Jesus Christ, he said, "Good master." Jesus says, "Only God is good." In other words, if you call me good, you call me God. He didn't deny he was God because he was. He didn't deny he was good because he was. But he was trying to get this rich young ruler to acknowledge that Christ was God. And if he acknowledged Christ was God, and Christ told him, "Go sell that thou hast and give to the poor," then his refusal to do it was a rejection of God as God. So selfishness and materialism, in spite of all the talk about God being good, is idolatry. It's a rejection of the supremacy of God in the human life. And this rich young ruler refused to acknowledge Christ as God, listened to his order, "Sell that thou hast and give to the poor," but went away sorrowful. And Jesus says, "How hardly will those who trust in riches enter the kingdom of heaven. If you think you can buy everything you need, including security, you will be tempted to think you can buy eternal security. But it's only God can give that. Part number four. To love with all thy heart. The heart is the center of the personality out of which flow the issues of life. It is the mind. It is the will. With all the heart means without reservation. So I am to love without reservation and serve loyally without reservation. Fear the Lord, walk in all His ways, with all thy heart, with all thy soul. This is the total. Jesus Christ's commission repeats all. I am with you always, go into all the world, teach them to observe all things. All power is given to me. There must be total committal, without reservation. It's very hard for anyone who trusts in anything else to make the kingdom of heaven. Unless his religion, unless Jesus Christ, unless his worship is the center of his will and personality, idols will crowd in. Little time will be spent in communion with the Word of God. Little time will be spent in prayer. Day by day, his trust in himself, in his skill, in his organization, in his money, in his materialism, will encroach upon his thinking, and God will be relegated to an inferior place. Prayer will be forgotten. Bible study will take place only on the Sabbath, maybe. Pretty soon, that will be discarded. Unless we serve God without reservation, Satan will come in and destroy us. Part number 5. The choice that faces us all today. Day by day, we must choose to be loyal to God. That's a selection. We must choose. Text calls attention to the fact that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They'll have a form of godliness. They will have some kind of religiousness, but they will have nothing to do with it as a force, is the way Moffat translates that verse. They deny its power. The force of that religion has nothing to do with their daily habits. And since we're living in the last days, we must get ready for these perilous times. We must choose day by day to allow the religion we profess, the form of godliness that we have embraced, the beliefs of Adventism, to be a power in our lives. There's talk in some circles about delaying the coming of Christ. It's the wicked servant that says, "My Lord is delaying his coming." No man has more than a lifetime to prepare for Christ's second coming. If you had lived in the days of the disciples, if you had lived in the days of Luther, if you had lived in the days of the pioneers of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you still would only have a lifetime in which to prepare for the coming of Christ. Nobody has any advantage. We have the accumulation of signs. We have the accumulation of prophecy. Thousands of years of human history through the prophetic writings look down at us to urge us to get ready. We are getting older. The signs are multiplying around us. What are we waiting for? Day by day, we must choose to be loyal to Christ. When we look around us and see people faithless, we must take faith. When they are putting out the light of the truth and the light of the spirit of prophecy, we must lift up these torches in our hands. When there are those who are denying that the Seventh-day Adventist Church organization is heaven's method of promulgating the three angels' messages, we must push in closer and show our loyalty more fervently and our dedication more completely. This is the choice that faces us all day and every day as the moments tick by toward the ends of our lives. And as we make these choices, we are preparing for the coming of Christ. We live in the days when the three angels' messages are sounding. We live in the days when righteousness by faith in verity is to be proclaimed. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Righteousness. By the faith of Jesus. Faith. Righteousness by faith is the last echo of the third angel and of the three angels. As they are flying through the heavens, proclaiming it, as they pass us in the Doppler effect, getting lighter and lighter, the message comes to us. Righteousness, commandments of God, faith of Jesus. Righteousness by faith. Part number 6, Focus of the Week. Title of the lesson is Love and Loyalty. What is its focus? Decide. Close your minds to all the siren songs and siren voices that are appealing you to turn away. Satan says, keep an open mind about everything. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Fix your mind on things of eternity. Make the necessary decisions day by day. No decision is indecision. Elijah and Joshua called to us today, how long do you halt between two opinions? Decide on God's side. Do what is right. Make your mind up. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Focus our attention on Jesus and His way and His love with totally committed, loyal purpose.